Hello, I'm Pastor Doug Meacham from Grace Chapel in Westerville, Ohio, and we welcome you back to Life's Beautiful Journey Radio. Each week we will be talking about a different part of life, and this week we will be talking about resurrection. Now, with it being Holy Week, you might be thinking that I am only talking about the resurrection as we celebrate during Easter, but I want to take today's time to talk about resurrection in general. You know, we can see in our nation's current state and around the world, in fact, that we could use a financial resurrection, an emotional resurrection, and a human contact resurrection. And then, of course, we definitely could use a spiritual resurrection. Growing up in a full gospel church, I have seen some miracles take place right before my eyes. And one of those miracles that I saw was an actual resurrection. There was a seasoned citizen lady that was in her 90s that came to an evening service one time at church. And as we were singing and praising the Lord, we noticed this lady sit down. And eventually she slumped down in the pew about midway back in the sanctuary. And, you know, there were gasps in the congregation as the music stopped playing. And one of the ladies in the church was a nurse and came up to check her breathing and pulse. But there was neither. She was gone. So someone immediately called 911. We all started praying corporately in the spirit and specifically for life to return to this lady's body. And as we were praying and crying to God and some time had passed, the lady all of a sudden sat up just as quickly as she had slumped over and asked what was going on. We were amazed, you know, and the paramedics eventually arrived and checked her vital signs and she was fine. We had witnessed a true resurrection. And obviously, that turned into an even more dynamic worship time as we picked up where we left off, praising the Lord. You know, there have been other stories and books shared about people who have died and even saw glimpses of heaven before coming back to life on this earth to tell about it. And there was a movie released in 2019 called Breakthrough that shared the story of when Joyce Smith's son, John, fell through the ice on a frozen lake in Missouri. He was trapped underwater for more than 15 minutes. Rescuers brought John back to the surface and rushed him to the nearest hospital. While doctors feared the worst, the 14-year-old boy continued to fight for his life, as Joyce, her husband, and their pastor stayed by his bedside and prayed for a miracle. Everyone appeared to give up, though, except for his mother, Joyce. She chose to pray down heaven, and I can remember that scene of her just praying down heaven for her little boy. And just as, you know, we were doing for the lady in our church service that we mentioned, we were doing the same, praying, Lord, bring back life. And you know what? Her boy came back to life through the power of prayer. You know, we know that resurrection takes place in this life. We see it take place many times as miracles happen. We love to share the Bible verses on Easter of when the two Marys went to visit the tomb of Jesus, but remember what they found instead? They found an angel of the Lord. In fact, Matthew 28, 5 and 6 says, "The angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.'" And as we know, the tomb was empty. Jesus arose from the dead and gave us the opportunity to do the same. You may feel in many ways like you have died inside and all that is going on is just affecting you so much. Maybe you lost your job, or maybe you're seeing your retirement money dwindle away in your investments. Maybe you're feeling claustrophobic with everyone around you telling you to stay in your house all the time. Or maybe you are feeling emotionally disconnected from friends and family with all of the social distancing going on. I've heard of many situations where a newborn has come into this world and the grandparents and other family members can't even see the baby because of this social distancing. And that's why we need to experience a resurrection during this Holy Week, don't we? We need to take back what the devil has stolen from us and actually take on an even greater position in life than we had before. But how do we do that? Well, you know, you just don't give up. Keep finding the positive things in your life. Look for those, find those, hold on to those. You know, my family and I decided this past weekend to go play frisbee golf at a local park. We didn't follow the correct path of the course, and we didn't go in any proper playing order, and we didn't even keep score. We just needed some exercise. So we got out, got some exercise, soaked in the sun, laughed together, and enjoyed the beauty of God's creation as we experienced just a small form of resurrection in this time of hearing death tolls each and every day. So try and find your frisbee golf moment this week and offer that time up to God, and He will bless you. He will give you new hope, new joy, new peace, and new life. Just take this week to pray for resurrection for this country, financially, emotionally, and most of all, spiritually. I've had several mention to me that they plan to pray the Passover prayer as Passover begins this week. For if we think about that story from the Old Testament, the blood of the lamb placed around the door allowed the believers that lived in that house to be safe from the plagues in Egypt. And that is our prayer now. Lord, allow us to be safe from this plague that is sweeping across our land. We know God can and will do so. Believing in and receiving resurrection requires us to have great faith. So put your trust in Him today, okay? For knowing that is the best way to travel through life's beautiful journey. Our podcast, again, is sponsored by Grace Chapel Community Church, and more information can be found about the church at gracechapel.us. That's gracechapel.us. Remember that you can send me an email directly to PastorDougMeacham@yahoo.com. Again, that's PastorDougMeacham@yahoo.com. And for the few weeks coming up here, if you're listening to this during this time in April of 2020, we are doing drive-in church at Grace Chapel. So you're welcome to just drive in. You don't have to get out of your car. You can stay safe. And we come to you with the word and music. And so feel free to join us 10:15 a.m. on Sundays for drive-in church. So won't you join us again next week for Life's Beautiful Journey? Thanks again for joining us. And God bless.